The state's first ever job fair for careers in commercial cannabis was held in Anchorage over the weekend. As KSKA's Zechariah Hughes reports, it offered a glimpse of how the semi-legal marijuana industry is taking tentative steps toward professionalism and profits.
Teresa Collins shuffles between prospective employers and job seekers inside the enormous, high-ceiling room that serves as the venue for the special events company she runs at 420 West 3rd Avenue. And yes, that is the actual address. Collins is working with the newly formed Alaska Cannabis Growers Association to match would-be workers with jobs that don't yet exist.
Growers, trimmers, bud tenders, people are going to need accounting, admin. There's going to be all kinds of different new jobs in this industry that people that already have the skill set from other industries can bring over into this industry.
Collins wants Alaska's new commercial pot sector to be legit, law-abiding and mature, in part because it makes for good business. To that end, though the club has a distinct aroma of pot smoke no one is visibly consuming, Collins banished dues-paying club members who want to imbibe to the VIP section in the back. The rest of the venue is all business.
I don't think it really shows that you're very professional if you're going to smoke a joint before you sit down for an interview.
Collins was impressed with the turnout. More than 100 people stopped by and registered information for jobs. But one attendee, who asked that I just call her Morgan, was slumped over a table, filling out a form with questions like, what is your relationship with cannabis? And what experience do you have working with cannabis, and in what capacity? Morgan is here because she knows a lot about pot and thinks the business environment will likely be more laid back than regular retail or office work. She's a little disappointed by the event.
It's a little bit skinnier than I guess I thought it would be. I thought it would be a little bit more like a regular job fair with booths and employers, and it seems a little bit more like a cattle call.
Those forms could be dropped off with any of the three businesses present, including Alaska Cannabis Staffing. Owner Kyle Houghton is setting up a database of potential employees he hopes to sell to companies needing laborers.
I got to build a database first before I have any value to offer employers. But really, it's just getting started now. Most of the jobs are going to come next year.
Houghton's business model isn't new, a cross between a temp agency and a job site, but it depends on a robust industry that does not yet exist. Much like insurance brokers and equipment suppliers, Houghton's is an ancillary business that stands to profit from what many expect to be a green gold rush.
Which is why I chose this business model. I want to be involved without being involved. I don't want to be heavily regulated.
Back in the VIP lounge, I talk with a business owner who will be very involved, Justin of Green Dream Farms. We're in the smoking area because Justin, who asked that I not use his last name, is showing me one of the products he hopes to eventually sell. DAB, an essential oil extracted from a large quantity of cannabis. Concentrated products like DAB have been a bit of a boogeyman in conversations over how to regulate marijuana. But as Justin shows me a battery-powered pipe called an oil rig, he says that perception comes from misunderstanding.
I think it's a healthier, safer, faster product.
If you've never seen these operate before, it's almost an instant heat. So the minute I hit the button,
Justin's business doesn't officially exist. There's no storefront or commercial processing facility, and lawmakers have yet to finalize rules about permits or controversial products like concentrates. But while many variables are still unknown, Justin says recruiting early has some crucial benefits to his business strategy.
Two things. One, it's future branding. It's all future marketing and branding. We just kind of want to get our name out there. And the reason why the job fair, we want a team assembled before licensure a little bit so that when we are licensed, we can hit the ground running.
For job-seeking Morgan, it was a good event for networking, but didn't yield many tangibles.
I think that there's a lot of work to be had. It's not just necessarily readily available yet.
The state still has about a year until it expects the first commercial marijuana operations to open for business. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.